Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
Welcome to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. And of course, you can find us on the app. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation today. Mike Wiggins is our guest, and the garden line is open, sir.
It is open. Good to be here. Yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So I hear it's almost happy birthday time.
Yes, this is one we don't talk about.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday anyway from all of us.
They just come way too often nowadays. They really do. Did you watch a little football last night?
I didn't get a chance to, no.
Didn't get a chance to. Oh, so sad. So sad. The Seminoles just had a rough time.
Okay.
It's a tough time for them, but hopefully it's a long season and we'll do better.
Well, I'm a Badgers fan because I'm from Wisconsin originally, so they had a good weekend. So,
well, good.
Yeah,
well, good
just barely, you. But they had a good weekend.
Absolutely. We'll start rooting for them, too.
All right.
Very good. Just a couple things. We always seem to start out with the weather, and the weather's going to be very interesting. A couple of things. You and I were just talking with John about this, they call it disturbance number one,
mm-hmm.
Which is in the Caribbean heading west. Hopefully it'll stay headed west.
Yeah.
But as we all know in Pensacola, you get those storms that end up in the Bay of Campeche. Once they get past the Yucatan, they're unpredictable. They mm-hmm. can go anywhere. They can take a hard right and head for us. So let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, the weather I saw this weekend still had it tracking towards Mexico. And
bring it on. I hope that's the key. There was that little low over Texas, but I think it's gone inland, and that's not a factor anymore. However, my computer, I checked it this morning, and you have to understand, talking about birthdays, my computer is as old as I am, okay? So that's just the way it is. But listen to this. Wednesday, tomorrow, rain in the afternoon with a high of 84.
Mm.
Now, that's pretty hot, but it's nothing like the 95s we've been having. But how about this? Thursday, my computer said, heavy rain, high of 79. You got to get out your snowshoes for that one. Okay? Because we are not ready for that. I mean, really, it'll be a great change. And the rain, we've got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I walk my neighborhood, and there's so many yards that are absolutely suffering from the heat and the dry weather. So hopefully this rain will perk things up. We're going to talk hopefully a little bit later in the show about some zoysia grass, but zoysia grass, of course, is relatively drought tolerant, and so many people have that lawn nowadays. But once it gets into a dry period like we've had, it'll kind of slip into dormancy again. It'll get a little grayish look to it. The little rain should perk it up. But there's so much of that around my neighborhood. I'm sure everybody else is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But, so this weather will be enjoyable. But I also checked out some of my old notes. And when we really do have the cool weather move in, what happens when we have that cool weather move in? What event brings it on? It's the Pensacola Interstate Fair.
Ah, okay.
Every time we have it. I even checked the date. October 17th through 27th is the Interstate Fair. Get your sweaters out for that one.
Mm-hmm.
It always turns cold.
Yeah.
So that's the Garden Line weather report.
All right.
For the day. So that's the way it
is. Well, it's going to be a good fair this year. A lot of great entertainment acts, So for the entertainment,
yeah.
I hope that they don't have rain, but everything around
No rain. Just cool weather. Yeah. That sounds kind of cool. That's great. I did want to mention one thing. We have been talking on the Garden Line really for the last month about using the winterizer fertilizer, which we put on in early fall. I mean, like right now. Are the months, in the month of September for sure. And what that does, it strengthens the roots of the grass and go through the winter, kind of strengthens them up, hardens them up, and then next spring that grass comes back stronger than ever. That's great. And I, of course, have always preached that the best formula is 10, 5, 14. It was one, back in our retail days, we sold thousands of bags of 10, 5, 14. Mm-hmm. However, some of the listeners to the Garden Line have told me they can't find it. They can't find that particular formula. Fertilome used to make it. That was one brand name. But they can't find it. So I did a little research. Mm-hmm. I called my buddy Larry, talked to John out at Pensacola Seed and Garden, asked him if he has gotten his winterizer fertilizer in. He said, yes, we have. I said, well, what's the formula? 10, 5, 14? He said, not so fast, Mike. That's not, that's not what it is. It's a 5, 0, 25, which is even better than a 10, 5, 14 because you've got the first number, 5, is nitrogen. So it's very low because we don't need a lot of nitrogen, which makes the grass grow. We mm-hmm. don't need that this time of year. Phosphorus is the one in the middle, the 0. You don't need that in our area. And then 25 is the potash. That's the ingredient that's going to strengthen those roots and get it through the winter. So the 5-0-25 looked like a good one. I also talked to Werner Turf. They didn't have theirs in, but they're going to get a 5-0-30 in. And each bag was going to cover, about 7,500 square feet. So, in other words, I've got two folks here that's going to have it now. Larry out at Pensacola Seed said they've got theirs in now.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who has been looking for a 10-5-14 and can't find it is a good solution to that problem right now.
So from 14 to 30, I mean, obviously you said that's the ash component.
Uh-huh.
Is there a reason that you might want less versus more?
No. I think you're probably going to put it out at the same rate.
Okay.
And I think you're just going to have more potash, which is probably going to work its magic a little bit better.
Okay.
So I think that's going to be good. Looking forward to that. Let's see, what else did I want to talk about that we have talked about? I got a nice email from University of Florida IFAS Extension Service. Now, these are the folks that are the real gurus in our business, okay? IFAS stands for the Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences. Our extension service is tied in with them, all the extension services in the state, and they really are a great resource, mm-hmm. especially if you're on the internet. They're a great resource for gardening and everything from fertilizer to pest control to plant selection, what to do and when to do it. It really is a good service. And these people are, they're the ones. They're smart. They're the PhDs in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you don't have a PhD here. But I follow them and have to follow their advice. Now, but what they sent me was a kind of a metric, kind of a spreadsheet, if you will, on things to consider if you're going to buy and install turf. Grass, if you will. And so I thought maybe after we take our break, we could run down a few of those
mm-hmm.
because what they did, they separated it by things to consider by grass, Bermuda, Centipede, St. Augustine, and Zoysia, because it's all different. They're all different.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that might be fun to talk about for a few minutes after we get back from our break.
Absolutely. Mike Wiggins is our guest. If you have any questions for him, 850-437-1620. You are listening to Pep Talk and The Garden Line.
We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor?
Going camping? Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's weed, not alcohol. It just relaxes me. I'm a better driver when I'm high. I do it all the time, no problem.
THC reduces your reaction time by half a second, impacting your attention, coordination, and lane tracking. A delay of just half a second can be the difference between life and death. Stay alert, stay alive. Don't drive high.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Transportation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, 850-437-1620. If you have a question for our guest, Mike Wiggins is the guest, and the garden line is open. Back to you, sir.
Oh, very good. Let's go back to that spreadsheet here on things to consider if you're going to put in a lawn. Now, like I said, we have Bermuda grass, centipede, St. Augustine, and zoysia. We're gonna pass on the Bermuda grass analysis today, because unless you're installing a golf course or just really want Bermuda grass for whatever reason, not many people do that for a residential lawn. It's used everywhere, but not really more on a commercial situation. So we're gonna leave Bermuda grass alone. But here's some of the traits, if you will, things to consider. Number one, consider shade tolerance. All right, now keep in mind, this all came from the PhDs at IFAS.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Ready? All right, number one is centipede, moderate. St. Augustine, very high tolerance for shade. Zoysia, medium tolerance for shade. I know they're PhDs, but I don't agree with them. I really don't. I tell you, PhD, I really don't agree with them. I think if you've got dense shade, don't even try to put in a grass. It'll look okay in the short term, but in the long term, especially if it's under shade trees, the tree is going to get thicker, it's going to get bigger, you're going to have more shade, and that grass is really going to go the opposite direction that you want it to go. So if you're looking for a shade tolerant grass, think real hard before you put one in. So much of the literature will tell you, St. Augustine, oh, yeah, it'll take the shade. It really won't in the long term. Now, you have a neighbor who has a big oak tree, and his St. Augustine lawn looks wonderful. You say, well, you know, so St. Augustine, shade, it's okay. But many times, that sod was put in when that tree was relatively small, and they kind of grew together and they acclimated themselves together. It's when you put that sod into dense shade is where I think you have some problems. So as we've talked about on the garden line, if you've got that dense shade, you may want to think about landscaping your way out of it. Maybe a big natural area around that tree, or as we talked about maybe a week or so ago, just pine straw around the tree. Into a nice bed. You need a nice definitive edge between the natural area and your existing lawn that's in the sun. And that's attractive. It's an attractive landscape.
Mm-hmm.
So, in any event, for shade tolerance, I don't totally agree with the very high tolerance of St. Augustine to shade. So we'll move on from that. How about water requirements? Well, we in Pensacola, we know what our water requirements are because they have every one of the grasses, they say moderate. Well, in the last month, we've talked about on the garden line, we've all been watering every day,
mm-hmm.
or at least three times a week.
Right, because there's no rain.
Because there's no rain. You've just got to do it. Now, if my computer is right, we're going to have all this rain coming at the end of the week. That's great. You can just cut that sprinkler system off. But in Pensacola, we know this is a fact. It can rain and rain and rain and quit raining, and 2 days from then is dry again because of our sandy soil. That water just goes right through like a sponge. So water requirements in this spreadsheet are all moderate, but I do think we as Pensacola gardeners, we know when to turn on that sprinkler system and when not to. How about drought tolerance? There's some zoysia grasses that we can talk about later. Palisades is one that may be more drought tolerant than some of your other grasses. They say St. Augustine is good, drought tolerant. I think it's, well, let me back up. If you've got St. Augustine grass, you will know when you have to water. Like I said, we're going every day. But if you're waiting for some sign from your yard, letting your yard tell you it needs water, check those St. Augustine blades. When they fold up from the center line, fold up in, you better water. If you're walking across the yard and you leave footprints, in other words, the grass just kind of reacts to you walking on it,
mm-hmm.
You need to water. If you're running your lawnmower over the yard and you see the tracks of the lawnmower, that grass is probably too dry. So insofar as water requirements, St. Augustine might be a good one because you'll know.
Yeah, we probably haven't mowed in about 10 days. So.
Yeah, oh, no, that's what happens this time of year.
Yeah.
Okay, traffic tolerance. And this is an important one to consider. If you've got a bunch of kids playing soccer in the front yard, you may not want to put centipede in there because centipede is not real good with traffic. Zoysia is very good with traffic. It is used on some golf courses around the country. But centipede is not good. And I always tell people this with traffic. Be careful if you go out of gate taking your garbage can to the street every, you know, two or three times a week. If you do it in the winter when the centipede is dormant, you may find that when that grass comes out of its dormancy in the spring, that you've got a bunch of bare areas there because it just doesn't like that traffic, especially in the wintertime.
Mike Wiggins is our guest, and you are listening to The Garden Line on Pep Talk. 850-437-1620. If you have any questions, we'll be back right after this.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. Stop by today and see for yourself why Barnes Feed Store has been a local's favorite for years. Get your gardening, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Emsley on Old Palafox.
When you're thinking about what you want from a real estate agent, what do you think of? Obviously, you want somebody who's going to get your home sold. Okay, Christina Leavenworth can do that. You want somebody who's going to get the most value out of your home. We know Christina Leavenworth can do that, regardless of the market circumstances. But what else do you want? You want somebody who will handle whatever need arises and take care of things without you even knowing that they need to be taken care of? Because she absolutely does that. In fact, one of the things I love about Christina is she will go out of her way to solve and even find to solve whatever needs to be done. I was talking to her recently, and she had a home that was closing on a Monday, and on Sunday, they discovered some, like, nail holes in the wall. So what did she do? Well, you get out the spackle, and you get out the paint, and you repair the holes so that you can close the deal on Monday. Because that's what needed to be done. So when I say Christina Leavenworth will do whatever is needed to sell your house, that's exactly what she will do. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to join the conversation. Mike Wiggins is our guest on the Garden Line.
Well, thanks. We're going down our list here of things to consider if you're going to buy turf, buy sod. Okay, one is, the next one is cold tolerance. Well, back in the 80s, you're much too young to remember this.
I grew up in the 80s.
Well, okay. Were you paying attention to your lawn back in the 80s?
Probably not.
I didn't think so. I hear you. Back in the 80s when we had the single-digit cold, we had some turf problems. And I think St. Augustine was probably affected more than, say, a zoysia. Wasn't that much zoysia being used back then. Maybe a little bit of centipede. For the most part, though, in Pensacola, we don't worry about that. Our grass goes dormant. We can put up the lawnmower for the season. Grass comes back. So I don't think you have to worry too much about cold tolerance when you're picking the turf that you want to use. But here's one you may. Salinity tolerance. EJ, I'm sure you've got that, your big house on the water, probably at the beach, or maybe I'm in Gulf Breeze. During Ivan, obviously, when the water came up to, in everybody's yard, St. Augustine did pretty good from recovering from that, all that salt water coming up. Centipede, not quite so much. So if you do live on the water, even at the beach, I would choose St. Augustine. I have good friends who live at the beach, and they have to really water. They have to fertilize their St. Augustine with a high nitrogen fertilizer in the spring, in the midsummer. Then they use the winterizer in the fall, and they have some great yards. So you can grow grass at the beach, but if you have a storm and you have that, all that salt come in, you really should concentrate on St. Augustine grass, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, disease potential. This is a big one. This is a big one. Most all of the grasses we're talking about, centipede, zoysia, St. Augustine, have a certain problem with brown patch fungus. Zoysia and centipede, very little. Very little. St. Augustine just gets blasted with that stuff. That's why people are planting zoysia as opposed to St. Augustine. I like the looks of St. Augustine, but if I was putting in a new yard, I'm not sure I would do it because that brown patch fungus will eat it up. And we can talk a little bit more about that when we come back.
Absolutely. You're listening to Pep Talk on News Radio Pensacola.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Jewish students returned today to Columbia University in New York. Protesters nearby. Student Eden Yedigar speaking to Fox and Friends.
When Jewish students like me are being called names, are being spat on, when I have friends that have been physically harassed, pinned up against walls, I mean, I think it's easy to see why we wouldn't feel safe.
Fox's Alex McAdams describes what's happening at security checkpoints at the Ivy League school.
The new rule right now on the first day of school is they're going to check everybody to make sure they're a student, a faculty member.
At least 47 people dead, 206 others wounded when two Russian missiles destroy an educational facility in a nearby hospital in the central region of Ukraine. Rescue crews and medics saved 25 people, 11 of them dug out of the rubble. And Pope Francis lands in Indonesia, the first stop in his 12-day trip to the Asia-Pacific region. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's 86 and partly cloudy this morning in Pensacola. The feasibility of an indoor sports complex at Ashton-Brosnahan Park continues to be a topic of debate with the Tourism Development Council. Some board members are now asking whether it would be worth the financial investment or not. One more concern is whether it would bring too much traffic into that neighborhood.
My concern, of course, would be, has the neighbors been notified that we're going to have 700 new cars in their neighborhood? And are they on board with?
And that is TDC board member Ronald Rivera. If it is built, that facility would host annual events such as the NAIA National Soccer Championship and the SEC Women's Soccer Championships, both of those events held at Ashton-Brosnahan Park each year. Local athletes say the complex could also help prevent injuries and ensure local matches go on despite the sometimes extreme weather conditions in the summer. The TDC will be discussing that proposal at a future meeting. Escambia Fire Rescue says Fire Chief Mark Clark has now passed away. According to the ECFR, Clark died on Saturday, surrounded by family and friends, as well as his fellow firefighters. Clark served as a firefighter for 34 years. SpaceX now hoping that they can launch the Polaris Dawn mission tomorrow.
The Federal Aviation Administration says Polaris Dawn is set to lift off on Wednesday from the Kennedy Space Center with a backup planned on Thursday. The mission carrying four civilian astronauts was initially set for August 26th, but was postponed due to helium leaks and bad weather. The FAA cleared SpaceX flights over the weekend after they were grounded amid an investigation into its Falcon 9 rockets. The Polaris Dawn mission is the first of three planned space flights and is expected to include the first ever commercial spacewalk. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Thank you very much, Tammy. Now a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Rain chances are increased for this afternoon and evening, about a 60% chance of rain, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. Going into your Wednesday, rain chances increase even more, 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 85. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 71. We're going to keep the rain chances around as we go into your Friday with about a 70 to 80% chance of rain. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we do have 86 degrees in Pensacola. It is 80 in Gulf Breeze. And we've got 85 reported in Milton. Let's get a look at our market report this morning.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks are sharply lower and losses are deepening from where they were at the start of the morning. The Dow is off 447 points. The Nasdaq's down 296. That's more than 1.5%. The S&P 500 is off 69. And just about everything is trading lower this morning, including crude oil, which has erased nearly all of its gains for the year. The U.S. oil benchmark is tumbling 4% to trade at $70.50 per barrel. Traders are concerned by waning demand in China and OPEC Plus's plans to increase oil production next month. It could be history for Volkswagen, and not the good kind. The automaker is weighing whether to close factories in Germany for the first time in the company's 87-year history. Volkswagen is moving to expand cost cuts amid rising competition from China's electric vehicle makers. That's Your Money Now.
At 9:35, your next news at 10 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
September the 3rd, 1890, from the Pensacola Cotton and Warehouse on Palafox Road, this is News Radio 1620, and now also on FM 92.3. As we report today, the Waymaster here has just released data on what has now passed through, ready for export loading. His summary says that this year, 1890, has seen farm production in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties rise by more than 45% from last season, and that in this he is including cotton, tobacco, and the general food grains. Taken as a whole, this total has exceeded 435,000 bales and barrels, meaning a huge increase in local farm income. He and farmers themselves credit much of this improvement to the new fertilizers from the Agrico plant, which opened here last November. Agrico, opened by the Kressler brothers from Dothan, has given the two-county area soil nutrients that were previously lacking. And this explains, of course, why several counties to the east had enjoyed considerably better results.
News Radio 92.3, working for you. Informative.
We're giving you your live election coverage.
Rick Scott running away with it. 87% of the vote at this point. Matt Gaetz running away.
Local.
We're speaking to Robert Bender, the election supervisor in Escambia County.
I think it's going really well.
Dependable.
Board of County Commissioners, District 1, Steve Stroberger beating Jeff Bergosh.
Up to the minute, down to the wire.
And then District 4, we had Ashley Hoffberger.
Election coverage that's informative, local, dependable. News Radio 92.3.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and of course you can find us on the app, 850-437-1620. We are taking your calls, we are taking your text. Mike Wiggins is our guest from the Garden Line, and talking about lawn care as fall and winter approach. If you have any questions, feel free to text them to us, because I'm learning a lot today from Mike.
Oh, well, thanks, PJ. I appreciate that. Where were we? We were in our... looking at our things to consider if you are going to put in sod. And we were down to the disease potential, where most of the grasses are relatively low, but St. Augustine is very, very high. Brown patch fungus, called Rhizoctonia brown patch fungus, is the bad guy. But there's another one out there called take-all fungus, and the name says it all. You get it? Mm-hmm. It takes it all.
Yeah.
It's horrible. So you have to consider that. That's something to consider if you're going to put in St. Augustine. One thing you have to consider is mowing frequency. I think most of us go once a week. I think that's easy to consider.
Mm-hmm.
And mowing height, which is maybe the most important thing we say here, because if you don't mow it high, you're going to have some problems. And I've seen some in my neighborhood take it down to an inch, and they pay the price. So, zoysia, around 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Centipede, 3 inches. St. Augustine, 4 inches. And a lot of people say, well, Mike, come on, man. I do that, and 3 days later, I look like I need to mow it again. Yeah, but your grass is better off for you doing that. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
That high grass kind of keeps that base cool, which means it won't react to the heat quite as bad. So, anyway, that's that. Okay, one last one here. One is price. A lot of people, you got to check the budget before you sod, because it's expensive. Gardening is expensive nowadays. You go buy a nice hibiscus, in a 3-gallon pot, you're talking $20+. It's just expensive. Sod is expensive. So price is important. If you're looking for the lowest price, I think you're going to go with centipede. No question. It's a native grass. It'll do fine, but it has some of these other problems that we have mentioned. But centipede would be the lowest. Some of your zoysia may be the highest. It may be the highest. So anyway, if you check your budget, check your price, because that is a factor. Okay, and the last one I want to mention is insect problems. Your St. Augustine this time of year, is just really susceptible to chinch bugs and sod webworms. And I think we went through that in depth last week, but very quickly, chinch bugs are going to have big brown, yellowish areas, mainly by the streets or by the driveways. That's because that's where your turf is the warmest during the summer. So if you got chinch bugs, get you a bucket, fill it with water, put a little plug of St. Augustine in the bucket, and those little varmints will crawl up the side of that bucket, and then you need to spray it with an insecticide or put a granular insecticide. Sod webworms, that's the one we said last week. It looks like a goat's been eating your yard. So it has notches in it, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you really do need to treat those. They're easy to control, but once you see them, you got to treat them. Also, we have a phone call. We'll do the phone call first, but then let's talk about the last thing you need to consider when you're spraying for those insects, and that's integrated pest management. We'll talk about that in just a minute.
Sounds good. We have Larry on the line, and he's got a question for Mike.
Larry, how are you?
Yes, Mike. Very fine. I wondered if you would comment on growing fall tomatoes and maybe fall gardening in general, if you have some thoughts.
No question. I think I mentioned one time before that fall gardening, to some folks, seems to be easier than spring gardening. You don't have quite the bugs. You don't have all that type of stuff. Tomatoes, you need to go right now. This is the time to get them in, because what you're trying to do, you're trying to beat that frost that's going to come. And you can do it, but you need to plant those tomatoes very, very quickly. I think you could stick to some of your basic varieties, Rutgers, Big Boy, Better Boy. I find that if you find some tomatoes at any retailer that have been grown by Bonnie Plant Farms, it's a grower up in Union Springs, Alabama. Their tomatoes, peppers, etc., are just first class. So look for some plants that have been grown by Bonnie Plant Farms. Every one of them will have a tag on it that says that. But yeah, I think tomatoes, it's a great time to do them. I would do that. Your other things, strawberries, it's time for that. As we get into the cooler weather, which is coming pretty close or pretty soon, collards, cabbage, turnips, radishes, all of those things, lettuce, are things that we can grow and grow very well here, which make for a really fun fall garden.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, that's really good. I wondered if you could mention some places that might have the Bonnie plants.
I think Lowe's has them. And I would also check with a Pensacola Seed and Garden. I would check with Larry out there on Mobile Highway. I think he would have them. And I wouldn't doubt a bit, and I don't know this, that Werner may have them. A phone call would work just to say, do you have your fall vegetables, and are they grown by Bonnie Plant Farm? But they are really, they service the Southeast. They service the Atlanta market, the Birmingham market. So they're the big guys. But they have serviced Pensacola for years and years and years. I used to buy a lot of plants from them, and we had a lot of success with them.
Thank you very much, Mike. Very good response.
Larry, I appreciate you calling me. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Fall garden is fun. Need to try some of that. All right, where were we? We were talking about things to consider, and the last thing we were going to consider were the insects, and the last thing we were going to talk about that was that this integrated pest management is so important from the environment and every other perspective, in that you got chinch bugs, they're out by the street, you put your liquid or granular insecticide on that area and come off maybe 5 or 6 or 10 feet past the affected areas. That's the way to do it. But if you've got them in the front yard, no sense spraying the backyard, no sense spraying the other side of the lawn, because what we're trying to do is to use the proper insecticide, use it correctly, but only use it where we need it. That's the principle behind integrated pest management. And I think we should hopefully all stick to that.
We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola. 850-437-1620, if you'd like to be part of the conversation today, Mike Wiggins and the Garden Line. Quick question about cutting the grass at the correct height. Is the number settings on the wheels of the lawnmower numbered correctly for an inch per number? So I have to know, if I have the number set at 3, is it cutting at 3 inches?
That's a great question. I would think that would depend on the brand of lawnmower. What I would consider doing is measure it as you put it on your driveway and measure the distance between the blade and the driveway. And let's see how that works insofar as cutting it 2, 3, 4 inches. I think that'd probably be a simpler way to do it. I'm not sure if all lawnmowers are the same insofar as the number. The one I have pretty much goes by that, because I mow mine real high and almost 5 inches. And I mow it one day and need to mow it the next. but it works for me. But
you like the workout.
Oh, yeah, just what I need. Right, exactly. So in any event, that's what I would do. I would check it on the driveway and see what the see how that works for you. I bet it will.
Sounds good. What's next on the list?
Well, let's say what let's do. We were finishing up our conversation about things to consider. And just to recap, if you're going to buy sod, you're going to consider shade tolerance, water requirements, drought tolerance, traffic tolerance, cold tolerance, salinity tolerance, disease potential, price, and insects. And once you do that, once you work with your nurseryman, find a nurseryman that is really well-versed in turf, or you know what you can always do is consider your particular situation, where you are with the shade and such as that, and talk to the county agent. Our county extension service here in Escambia County is so good and so knowledgeable. Our county agent is Beth Bowles, and she and some of the master gardeners out there are just terrific. So consider getting all the information you can before you choose that grass, and you'll be successful, no doubt about it.
Okay, we have another question for you. I have followed your schedule, pre-emergent, post-emergent, ryegrass, fertilizer, etc., and the weeds in my St. Augustine are awful. Any suggestions for this late of the season?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I always say this, and this is not, it's not a cop-out, but I guess it might be. You know, none of these things are perfect. You know, none of these chemicals, be it insect control or insect control, disease control, weed control, it's just none of them are perfect. But here's the schedule I would follow. Try it again to see if it works for you this time. If you've got some broadleaf weeds, which are annual weeds usually, like dollarweed, doveweed, those type of things, yes, you can use a post-emergence once the temperatures get cooler. Once we get into the 60s, low 60s at night, around 80 in the day, on a constant basis, you can use your post-emergence, only on the broadleaf. Now, you could always roll the dice and say, well, I'm not going to mess with those broadleaf weeds in the fall because they're annuals and they should die. It's winter. The winter, the cold weather should take care of them. So there's a couple of ways to look at it. But the important weed control is that one of pre-emergence. November and February is when we do that. And we put it on in November. Obviously, you're not going to have much luck. You're not going to have much control over the weeds putting it out in November. You're simply putting this stuff out to keep future weeds from coming up. So November, February, and in February you're going to say it's too early. It's cold, it's rainy, I'm not going to put weed killer on my yard. But that's when you should do it, because once those weeds have emerged, you're back to having to use the post-emergence again in the spring. And you probably will, because as I say, none of it's perfect. But that's the schedule I would follow.
Sounds good. We also have David on the line, but we're also up against a break here. So what we'll do is we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with David's question right after this.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture. But what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
I am Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. The UWF Historic Trust will be hosting their Open House and Community Day on Saturday, September 7th. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel on September 5th to learn more about Open House and all of the fun activities happening on the site that day. That's Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola, 850-437-1620, if you'd like to join us today. We do also have David on the line. We weren't able to get to him before the break. So, David, what's your question?
What's up, David?
Well, hi, enjoying the show, guys.
Well, thanks.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about fertilizing and dwarf azaleas. I've got some, I think they're dwarf azaleas. They're small azaleas, and the problem is they've been untended for about 2 or 3 years, and they were just completely overgrown with weeds and grass and everything else. But I've carefully gone in by hand and really opened them up, and now I want to put some fertilizer on them. And when I went to look at fertilizers, it's a little bit confusing to your average non-gardener person such as myself, because, you know, they talk about organic versus synthetic and then different times of the year. And I really want to go ahead and get some down on them, even if it's not the right time of the year, because they've been, you know, compromised so much by the weeds and everything taking over on them. Now, they are still alive, and they do look pretty healthy now that I got them opened up. I even trimmed them back a little bit, too. But I was just wondering what kind of fertilizer would be easy, and I'm scared that I'll burn them, too. So I don't want to put too much, but I want to get something on them.
No, you're exactly right. And one of your problems is this time of year, and especially when we get into September and early October, you start fertilizing your shrubbery, azaleas, for example. Any fertilizer is going to promote new growth, which is what they do. But if you promote that new growth and we have an early freeze, it could nip that new growth back, which you don't want to happen. What I would consider doing, if you're going to fertilize your yard with winterizer fertilizer, put a little bit of that around your azaleas. And I think you'll be set. I think you'll be set until next spring. And then you want to buy a fertilizer that is labeled for azaleas, camellias, and gardenias, because azaleas are acid-loving plants. But I wouldn't use that any high-powered nitrogen or fertilizer, if you will, this time of year. I think it's a little bit late. Now, one other thing, and this is important if you're trying to rescue those azaleas, be careful with your pruning. Because azaleas have already set their buds for next year. So if you do radical pruning on your azaleas, you're not going to get any color next spring. So you can prune them a little bit if it's got some what I call water shoots coming up to kind of clean them up. But radical pruning probably will not be in your best interest.
Okay. You know, I looked for buds on them pretty closely when I was pulling all the weeds and stuff off of them. I didn't see any, not even tiny little buds on them. Do you think maybe because they were in such distress they didn't even set buds this season?
That could easily be. You got to understand, especially dwarf azaleas, I have found, are very susceptible to what you're talking about in dry, sunny weather. Dry, because the azaleas, the root system on azaleas is very, very shallow, and you can have real problems, environmental problems, with a drought like we've had. So, yes, I would blame it on that. Let's start working towards next spring, and I think that's the best.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm gearing up for next spring, and I think, so kind of what you're saying is the winterizer-type fertilizer, use a little bit of that sparingly, because is that kind of geared up towards a real slow release? Is that one
that's,
of the advantages?
That's right. Yeah, it usually has slow release, but it has that potash, which is going to make that root strong so that azalea will be stronger next spring.
Local news every hour and breaking news.